Welcome to the StorForRods.com anime podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by the Fucktown Sponsors, but today is brought to you by Amazon.ca. It's Amazon for Canadians. Click the bottom of the page and get some stuff and go buy some stuff on Amazon. The more stuff you buy through us, the more money we will be making and the more money we'll be able to give back to you in the form of prizes from contests that we will probably be having if you guys start using our links. So, yeah. Like I said, link at the bottom of the page.
You should be making money off of one of our sponsors soon.
We should?
Yeah, I know that my parents ordered stuff through our ThinkGeek link.
Well, okay, cool.
Hopefully and we'll... it may have been used by another anonymous person to send 48 bottles of Geek beer to Shax's house.
Hopefully we'll be actually making some money off that. Because it's weird, like, Shax ordered some stuff from our Amazon and it's had registered as anything being bought. But anyway, so, while we don't have anything as awesome as what Amazon has, we do have shirts. So go to deathstoreprods.com/store. And buy some shirts. We are still accepting shirt design ideas, so email them to bovi1@deathstoreprods.com or post them in the new sub-forum for t-shirt designs. Because we have one of those now. And apparently we have an art team.
So we have an art team?
Yeah, I know. Shax wanted me to set it up, so submit your artwork there, and if we like it, we'll invite you to the team. And if at some point we start making money, we might pay you guys for something. Don't get your hopes up, though.
It'll be on a commission basis.
Yes. So, what else do we have? Oh yeah, we have Indiegogo. So go to deathstoreprods.com/Indiegogo, that is I-N-D-I-E-Gogo, and donate some money. We have some time left on the campaign. We're trying to raise $1,000. We want to get more equipment and better equipment, so we can start producing more content and better content. We have our own YouTube channel up with unlimited... bigger upload size shit than we have on our site, so we want to make let's plays and what has yous for the things and then so we need help. Yeah, like I said, deathstoreprods.com/indiegogo, or if you feel like donating to dying children, go to deathstoreprods.com/extralife. We're doing that again this year, so yes, so it's deathstoreprods.com/extralife, all one word. And donate some money to help save the dying children. All proceeds raised go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And every penny you don't donate dies. Not the children, the pennies die.
Well, yeah.
Just like you're in Canada. Anyway.
Yes, and every time a penny dies, a children is born without arms.
Wow, then the Canadian government is responsible for mass murder.
You can live without arms.
Mass dismemberment.
Okay, then. Yes, that's better. I was thinking like Thalidomide baby, like flipper arms. They have like their hands coming out of their shoulders.
You know, I'm noticing that Extra Life and Indiegogo, it's making our intro be as long as it used to be when we named all the sponsors.
Yeah, it has. But Indiegogo is almost over, and Extra Life, we're only doing that. That only goes until it ends.
In October.
Yeah, that's only until like... October.
Yeah, but Indiegogo ends in like another month or two.
So, but it's all for good causes. Everything we say.
Yes, everything we do. So, as always, I'm your host, the Dead Man. Join me today. We have Bovi Wan.
Hello.
And Punchatron.
Hello. I was going to say something, and then I completely stalled and realized that was a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I thought you were going up for big thing, but no.
I had my hands in the air and everything.
That would play great in this audio podcast. Yeah, so sorry this is going up a bit late. We had some recording schedule issues. But hey, you're getting it, so be fucking grateful.
My fault.
Yeah, see, even he admits it. Deadman blamed me on Twitter.
Yeah, because you're actually on Twitter.
That's no excuse.
He can't tag me. I don't exist.
Well, so, we're going to be going through our three series, but first I just want to say that this will be the final episode of this style of format. I know we are changing formats all the time on this show, but we are still relatively early on. This is only like episode 17. out of a possible infinite. So
possible.
Yeah. So we're allowed to make changes. So fuck off. Yeah, so our new format, which will be starting in 2 weeks, will be a merger of our old format and our new format, where we'll be doing the first half of the show talking about what we've been reading, and the second half being some kind of anime club thing where we just choose one series to watch and then talk about that in more depth. You know, we watch more of it, get more of a feel for the show, and then we talk about it in greater detail. It will be very spoiler heavy for some shows, but yeah, that's coming. But for this week, I'll start. So, series I picked was Cage of Eden. This is only available in manga form. So, just curious, how far did you guys read into it?
I read a couple chapters.
How many is a couple?
I
got through the first volume, so...
Okay.
I think it's a chapter four or five.
You could spoil the crap out of it for me. I've read two chapters, by the way. That's how many a couple is. You want to spoil the crap out of it for me, go ahead. I'll just not come back to it for a while. Come back to it later, read it, and not be surprised, and be surprised by everything, because I'll have forgotten everything you told me. But I am going to read more of it.
Okay. Okay, so, for those of you who don't know, I've talked about this on the show before, but... So, Cage of Eden is a group of high school kids are coming back from a class trip in some place.
Guam.
Full disclosure, I've been busy, so I didn't get a chance to go back and reread the beginning chapters of the thing. So, yeah.
But
I've already read it.
Yes,
I am deep into this series. But yeah, so they're coming back from Guam, when all of a sudden the plane starts hitting some turbulence, and then a giant ghost lobster claw comes out of the sky and cuts and grabs the plane. Then they crash into a deserted island that's filled with extinct species of dinosaurs and other things. And then they have to survive while everyone goes crazy. So yeah, I've described this series many times as a cross between Lord of the Flies, Lost, and Jurassic Park. Which I feel is a very apt description. Because of definitely what happens later. Like, believe me, as the series goes on, it starts getting way more into the Lost side of it.
Yeah, it seems like you described the series well. So far, I'm really liking it.
What do you like about it, then?
I will be honest. At first, everything up to the actual plane crash, I found was a bit confusing. The frames were a bit over-clustered, things were a bit overcrowded. So actually, I didn't like that part of the manga, and I was thinking, if the rest of it is like this, I'm going to go crazy. But it's not. So if there's anyone else out there who agrees with me and has trouble reading through that part, it's only until the plane crash, it gets better after that.
Yeah, so...
Moving on, what do I like about the series? I kind of like the main character. He's the perfect mix of confident, despite his horrible situation, and believably lost as to what he should do. He's not... You don't get... either the extreme sides of he's totally confident and knows exactly what he's doing, or you don't get the little wimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely shows. That definitely comes through like later in the show. He eventually becomes like their de facto leader. They're kind of like three main guys throughout this entire thing, and he seems to be the main one.
Yeah, but it at least seems like we're going to see him grow into that role.
Oh, definitely.
He's not just going to be, instantly there, like certain comic book characters.
Yeah, and actually, to bring this, a comic book...
Zombie.
Actually, to bring this, a comic book place. Framing it around, Let's say framing it around, the DC stuff. We got one guy who's kind of your Superman. He's, the insanely strong. He's insanely strong. He's also kind of invulnerable because of stuff that happens way later in it. Then you got your Wonder Woman, the warrior, who isn't a woman at all. He's just kind of the trained fighter. He kind of just does what has to be done. He's kind of there. And then the main guy, I think his name's Akira, he's kind of Batman in that he is the weakest of them, but is also the most crafty.
And he's also a ninja.
Yes.
I have to wonder, though, about that one kid who's got the Encyclopedia of Instinct Animals, the flight path of the plane. It seems like he has everything at his disposal, that he needs to be the one behind it.
Yeah, I know, it's so weird, but it could easily do that, but the ship, the thing seems to be going more towards a Yakut, industry leader head guy, because, his daughter was, involved in everything, and it gets weird with her and him. I'll talk about the daughter here, because there's two of them, and one's a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Alright.
So, what else?
Twist ending, Cabin in the Woods.
that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
But anyway,
I'm here to talk about that. So
why we're starting so late.
So, Pudge, I guess. What do you like about it, if you like it? What do you think about the series, at least?
Well, I mean, I will freely admit that I've never really been a fan of this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's well done and everything from what I've seen, so I can't really fault it on its delivery of the concepts and everything. It's all very well done, but it's not my shtick, I suppose. I never really got into Lost, or...
As you shouldn't have.
Anything like that?
Because I dig into Lost, and it...
to me, the most exciting part of this is the crazy oddball theories that fans come up with about why they're there and what the hell is going on.
I don't really get that much into anime forums, so I haven't really seen anything about the insane conspiracy theories that people have about the series.
I don't really do a whole lot of that either, especially not with this. I mean, it's not. I haven't really had a whole lot of time to really research it, but it's just this kind of setting. There's just so many variables in the setup to the storyline that it's that's kind of a bit of a cop out on the author's part, and it just seems to send a message to me that he didn't really have a solid idea where it was going near the beginning. And maybe he had it worked out soon afterwards, almost right to the end or whatever, but it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, so with the series that's been going on to this point, so far the only thing they haven't explained is the ghost crab claw. That's when everything else they've done a relatively good job of, explaining things, but explaining things piecemeal, alright, so why are there animals? This is why. Why is there this? It's because of this. Why is there this? Because of this. And then it kind of stops at a certain point where, it's not the Lost thing. It doesn't ask you, it doesn't throw over 8 billion question and answer 5 of them. But yeah, so.
Yeah, well, that, if it does work out that way, that's great. It just shows a little bit more foresight, which is good when writing, as I know. But other than that, it's really a very good series all around. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of the genre, but, I prefer my fare to be a little more cheerful.
As I could tell from your recent Aimless Wanderings column, which will be available every other Wednesday before for the anime podcast comes up on DestroPods.com. Well, we're off to a swimming start.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay, so I guess that's kind of it for what we've been talking about. You guys have anything else you want to say about Cage of Eden?
I'm looking forward to actually reading some more of it.
Pudge?
I think that's my piece.
Okay, then. So, on to on the Pudge series.
All right. This is possibly the most redundant title I've ever seen in anything. But it's, in English, it's The Legend of the Legendary Heroes.
Yes, that, I was a bit confused by that title at the beginning.
It doesn't really explain anything. Well, it does.
Yeah, kind of. Just,
the second legendary is not really relevant. Isn't really necessary whatsoever.
No, I feel like the first legend isn't really necessary because, like, they are called the legendary heroes, and you're not exactly like this. Like, from what we've watched, it didn't really look like it was didn't really look like the thing was about the story of the legendary heroes. It was about everything that happened thousands of years after the legendary heroes all died off.
Yes, but if you call it the legendary heroes, people are going to think it's about the legendary heroes. I think both legends are needed.
Well, I'm not saying
the legend of the legendary heroes, you know that this show is about following the legend that is about the legendary heroes.
But they're not really following
the legend. The title is perfect.
But they're not really following the legend. They're searching for the legendary heroes' leftover shit.
Yeah, because you're totally not going to read through any of the legends to help them do that. Dumbass.
What, he has the alpha stigma?
Yeah, he still reads books for his research. The alpha stigma doesn't undo how he's going to do his research.
How do you know?
Because he's clearly still researching, and we've seen...
He wasn't researching legendary heroes, he was researching how to take naps longer.
And we've seen, basically, what two different levels of the alpha stigma does, and neither of those is finding the hero's relics.
But basically, as my esteemed colleagues have mostly pointed out already, it's the story, it follows a mage, Reiner Lute, who bears the alpha stigma, which is basically an ability that allows him to copy any magic he sees, like the first time he sees it.
It's kind of a magic Sharingan.
Yeah, at the cost of, you know, making him go a little insane sometimes, and
it's, you know, just murder a bit, everybody. Just a bit insane.
And so he is basically tasked by his friend Shion Astal, who so happens to be the king, and to go and collect these relics that were left behind by the titular legendary heroes. Mm-hmm. So they, and the big thing about them is they saved the kingdom from a giant monster invasion kind of deal. Like, evil monsters, and then heroes showed up, killed them. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I've watched through it, I've found that it's like, I somewhat hesitate to compare it to it, but it's kind of like the anime Game of Thrones, in a sense.
There's not enough incest or murder.
But it's like...
enough murder?
Yeah, not enough murder.
Like...
It was one episode of pure murder. In Game of Thrones,
every
episode is murder.
Every other episode has at least one murder or one attempted murder.
Okay, have they killed every child under the age of 12 in that town?
No.
Then it's not Game of Thrones. If it was Game of Thrones, that guard's daughter would be fucking dead.
But basically, my point is it does get a fair amount into the political intrigue of the relationships between the different countries and stuff.
Yeah, and it's
into this quest that Reiner's on to find, and all the fighting and exciting explosion stuff.
Yeah, and he's with Ferris.
Yeah.
The lady who has a very bizarre addiction to Dango. And who thinks he's a sexual pervert.
Well,
even though I don't think he's had sex.
Oh.
Well, I think she's funny. I don't like how she comes out of nowhere with the sexual pervert thing. And I can't get over that. It's like, he's shown no signs of this. There's no reason for you to be acting like that.
You remember in, like, the first...
There are things I don't like about Ferris.
You remember in, like, the first episode or two where she start, like, that little weird girl from, like, the Taboo Breaker thing? She showed up and was like, oh, Ryder, what are you doing here? I'm going to arrest you with shit. And then Ferris was like, oh, is this not one of the girls that you've, like, wooed or some bullshit? And I was like, okay, so he's a Lothario-type ladies man? And then gets into, like, the prequel stuff that happened before this, and it was like, okay, he is not that at all.
No, she is from his orphanage. Which was murdered.
Because, yeah. Well, yeah, so, bit of backstory for this. So, at the beginning of the series, like, Shiona's king, Reiner and Ferris are out on their quest. But then, I think episode three?
Two?
2 weeks ago back?
Yep, 2 weeks ago back.
It's really early.
Okay, so yeah, then episode two, they go back a bit, where Shion and Reiner are just kids at a military academy, and Ferris is younger, I guess.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, she's off being sword ninja lady.
They don't really explain her past until later into the series, like 10 to 15 episodes in.
We get to see a bunch of like horrible backstory of like Shion getting beaten by kids because his mom's a commoner. And then they fucking murder his dog and send it to him in a box. What the fuck was that?
Yep, that's some full-on asking for some Lucy action right there.
Yeah.
Elfin lied reference if nobody else got that.
Nope.
The thing is, Elfin lied. In one of the characters' past, they murder her dog and she happens to have telekinetic killing powers, and she explodes them.
Oh, great.
but back to this show.
Yeah, back to this show.
Shion has a little more control over his emotions than that.
Yeah, which is shown, actually, quite a bit when he's hanging out with all the nobles.
Yeah.
Because Shion, he is... From the outset, without much of a thing, he's kind of got a Lelouch vibe going. Where he, like, takes over an empire to tear it down from the inside.
Yeah, he's not...
Only he's, you know, not insane.
He's sort of gutting it. Not so much completely taking it down, just... taking out the rotting parts of it. Yes. Which, in this case, so happens to be most of it.
Yeah, because the
most of the bureaucracy.
Yeah, because, like, the nobles in here are just... so evil. Like, kidnapping women to force them to fuck their friends. Doing all kinds of horrible shit. Murdering some guy.
And then laughing about it. How dare a commoner be an advisor? Rah, 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 kill him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's dead. Thank God he wasn't noble. That would have been tragic. Blah, 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 blah. Industry.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, yeah, so Shion takes it over. He sends... But Reiner, because he's, you know, Alpha Stigma people, they are considered monsters. Which is fair, I guess, because what happens?
Because generally, once they go into the little crazy, insane kind of mood, they don't stop.
Yeah, and what is that? Like, was the Alpha Stigma, like, sentient and trying to take over, or was that just, like, a evil personality in the back of his mind that came out and, like...
Well, I'm guessing since people with the Alpha Stigma are referred to as monsters, and Shion knew to close his eyes, that this is how the Alpha Stigma develops.
Okay,
like,
so...
Like, it's got stages.
Okay, so stage one is awesome, stage two where it's murder everything, stage three is... horrible apocalypse. Stage four is profit.
Yeah, well, probably not so much profit, but I know at least Reiner is, well, spoiler alert, his Alpha Stigma is derived from a different source than normal.
Legendary Hero?
So, well, it's actually, I'm not sure if they ever refer to him as anything other than the Lonely Demon, but basically that's the Lonely Demon. Well, one of the legends is that there was this Lonely Demon who was sort of part of the monster invasion kind of thing, but he was one of the monsters, but he wasn't really part of, on anybody's side. He was just kind of, hey, look at me, I'm a loner.
I'm gonna take a nap.
And at the end, he ended up helping the heroes, I think, and somehow he got split in two, and there's this whole thing of how to reform him, and there's this whole plot, and it gets kind of convoluted towards the end, and I can't really go into any sort of detail whatsoever without ruining the whole ending of the series. So, but it does get interesting. It does get deep into the actual legends and stuff, and how it connects to what's going on today, so to speak.
Okay.
So it's a good thing to do. I think it was a light novel. It was a series of light novels, rather. And it is now has a manga and anime adaptations. So choose your written medium to enjoy it. But enjoy it you must. This is an order from your god.
Okay.
So yeah.
So yeah, Legend of Legendary Heroes. It's pretty good.
Yeah. There's a whole. I do especially like the political side of it.
Yeah, that bit is pretty interesting. Like seeing Shion deal with all the horribleness that shit's happening there, and I also kind of like Ferris's brother.
Oh yeah, god, he's awesome.
Yeah,
I have some theories.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, of course I do. The one thing I notice is sort of the symbolism that's used with him. There's this common thing in Japanese culture that you should always beware when the fox opens his eyes. The fox often being depicted as having closed eyes all the time. Mm. That personality is grafted onto characters, and that's his personality. Is the fox. And sometimes you see him open his eyes and it's fucking scary.
Yeah. And he's a fucking ninja.
Pretty much.
Because that's always awesome. Can never have too many ninjas.
Yep. The three siblings there are probably some of the more interesting characters.
Yeah, Iris is weird.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, so that's Ferris' little sister, and I... Yeah... She's really annoying.
But apparently a good way to pass messages.
Apparently.
Nobody suspects the ninja in the pink dress.
Yeah.
With a picture book.
Of course. Is there anything else?
And then they get into the whole... There's Klaus, I think is the main general guy. I can't remember. It's CL. Starts with a CL. I can't remember his exact name.
Yeah, the weird guy with like the really foppish purple outfit.
Not him, but he's an interesting guy too. Like, he's fun because I still can never really tell whether
he's on
something else or not. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, but he's the red-haired guy.
What's his name?
Field Marshal. Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember his name.
But he's a nice little storyline with a side character. So, kind of becomes her personal guard, and it's an interesting little side story. There's a lot of this in this show.
Okay, cool. So anything else you want to say about Legend of Legendary Heroes?
No, I think I'm good.
Bovi?
I've gotten most of it off my chest.
No, I'm pretty much good.
Okay, so on to Bovi series. And God, is it a series?
So yeah, my series was Hetalia Axis Powers.
You bet it was.
I don't know if you guys chose to watch more than 5 episodes. Because they're like 5 minutes each.
Yeah, I know. That was like one of the weird things. Like, I started watching, I found it on YouTube on the Funimation channel. I was like, wait, this seems bizarrely short.
Yeah. I did tell you guys that it's short. I don't know if you were listening at all.
Probably not.
But yeah, they're about 5 minute long episodes that make absolutely no sense. You need to watch about 100 before anything makes sense. So, I'll even admit, I didn't devote the 25 minutes to go back and watch the first 5 episodes. I did watch the first episode again, just to get an idea of where it was.
I only managed to get through the first 3. It was partway... Right. I got partway through World War I.
Oh. Well, the main...
Yeah.
The main part of Axis Powers is World War II. But basically, in Hetalia, all the countries are people. Mm-hmm. And... in Axis Powers, it's focused on World War II, and everyone is depicted offensively. Like, Pudge, have you watched the... Like, how much have you watched Hetalia?
I know I watched quite a few episodes. I mean, I haven't watched quite a few in a while. I just watched the beginning again. But, like, I know the gist of what most of the characters are like.
So I'm going to point out one thing that's, you know, offensive to us here. In the first 5 episodes, do you guys see Canada?
Yes. First episode.
You do? Isn't it the first episode?
Yeah, I saw him on the first episode.
Oh.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the better parts of it. Although I'm not sure. I honestly don't know, but I highly doubt you see Canada in the first few episodes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I just watched the first episode again. I'm pretty sure I didn't see Canada.
I remember seeing Canada.
It's just
you're sure it's not America.
It might have been Japan.
Yeah, it's just because for the first few episodes, the whole joke is that Canada's invisible. You never see Canada.
Maybe because I'm so Canadian, I can see through the like the weird filter that they have on Canada.
Just so you know, he's there in every ally meeting. Every time the allies are meeting, Canada's there. You don't always see him, but he's there. And then later on, they start joking about like, well, they don't really joke, but they're just like, wait a minute, I feel some ghostly presence. Is someone here? And for the first episode that they mentioned that, you never see anything. Then finally, in the next episode, you sort of see a ghostly figure, and then. By the end of it, they realize that Canada's in the room.
Yeah.
Then does at one point Canada kick everyone's ass? Because Canada, Canada did that World Wars. We kick ass.
He does have a bit of a spaz attack at one point.
Yeah.
I remember like...
Shut up. I'm not America. Get over it. And then he sort of immediately breaks down and starts apologizing profusely.
Yeah, I remember the first episode, I remember that. It was just America just came, like, they were just kind of, America was like, alright, so we need to discuss world issues. Probably the most important one is global warming. I suggest we build a giant hero and have him block the planet. No one can disagree with me. and then Britain, France start fighting or something, and then Germany just, like, hits everything and tells everyone to shut up, and Italy is like, does anyone have any suggestions? Then Italy raises his hand and screams, pasta.
Yes.
God, I love Italy. He's such a bitch.
I'm in the middle of watching a World Series right now, and there's this great part where it occasionally does jump back to World War II again, but it jumps back to World War II, and you've got all the allies in one room, and everyone just keeps telling China to do everything, and finally China just freaks out, starts breaking down walls. Why am I the one doing everything? Why am I being pushed around by everybody else? Rah, rah, rah! Why isn't France doing anything?
Because they are French.
But yes, in case our listeners haven't caught on yet, it doesn't really have a storyline.
Not particularly.
Not at all.
Yeah, why in the first part of World War II did Germany find Italy in a box marked tomatoes?
Because he was pretending to be a tomato fairy.
He pretended to be a tomato box fairy. Not a tomato fairy, a tomato box fairy. He was a fairy of the boxes.
And Italy's one of those great characters because he's represented well for his war strategy, in which he'll run out with a white flag and be like, flap, 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 even if Germany and Japan are with him.
So he'll run out with a white flag and start masturbating?
No, flap, not fap. Flap.
You weren't really, put much emphasis on that ol.
Flap, 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 flap.
Now
no, that sounds worse.
Yeah, now it just sounds dirtier.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. One thing I found hilarious was, so episode 3, when Germany has Italy, you know, held hostage, quote-unquote, and then he's like, aren't you going to try to escape or anything? It's like, no, I'm happy here. And, like, opens the door, it's like, oh, look, the door's open. It would be a shame if the prisoner escaped. And then Italy just walks out, flirts with some girls, then comes back. That was probably hilarious. That was really one of my favorite parts of that entire show. And it got kind of funny in the second half when they started doing the Cipitalia.
Yes, actually, Cipitalia turns out pretty funny at the end. Italy grows up all at once. Like, I'm sure you've heard the ending theme song.
Yeah. Can I have... So, it's like, Daddy, can I have wine with dinner or something?
Yeah, he's sitting there singing it as Cipitalia, and then just... who is it in the other room? Austria, I think it is. He's sitting in the other room, and you just suddenly hear his voice crack, and he comes in, and he's fully grown.
Oh, wow, dude. Yeah, and it's kind of funny when, with the Cipitalia thing, when Italy goes off and to live with his grandpa Rome, the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
He's like, hanging out, starts just, like, drawing pictures and stuff with his grandpa. And then he comes back and everyone hates him.
He's like, well, Holy Rome wants him to be part of the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, and then there was France, I think, was one of them. The guy in, like, the purple cape.
Yeah, I think that's France. France has such a sense of style.
Well, of course it does. He's France.
They've actually done something even better than Cipitalia in World Series. They did an entire episode of Necotalia.
So everyone's cats?
Yes.
Yeah, that does sound amazing.
Like, you see Germany cat, and Italy cat comes up. He's like, let's play. No, I'm trying to sleep. I need my sleep. Okay, well, I'm just going to play right here. Roll, 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 roll.
Good Lord.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely going back to this show, but one thing that's kind of weird, like, I saw an article on Cracked about this, where it was like, you know, like, World War One and World War Two, they had insanely high death counts, and they're all just kind of portrayed as, like, nothing, really. Which is a bit weird.
Well, it's also depicting every country as a single person, so...
Yeah. Yeah, but actually, the fun thing that I thought was... One thing that I read, like, so I looked at some of the series. When I saw that the episodes were, like, 5 minutes, I was a bit concerned that I was watching something not right. So I looked it up to see if it actually was, each episode was only 5 minutes. I was like, oh, okay, 5 minutes. And it turns out that this show was actually not allowed to air in Korea because people thought the depiction of the Koreans was too offensive, even though...
I don't even remember anything about Korea.
Yeah, they weren't in the show at all.
Oh, well, that's probably what they find offensive. Is that an insignificant country like Sealand, which is like a World War II platform that almost nobody recognizes as an actual country, is included in the show and Korea isn't? They have to do that, though. There has to be North and South, and they always have to be bickering, and...
No, but, like, it was the weirdest thing. Like, they weren't being pissed off. They weren't pissed off because Korea was in the show. They said they were pissed off because they felt that the depiction of Korea was too offensive, and the guys who, like, produced the show and shit were like, Korea's not in the show. And they were still like, it's too offensive. Which is really bizarre. Yeah.
I actually ended up getting a trivia question right because of Italia. It was on Truth or Fail, the YouTube game show, and it was basically the one fact was about CLEN being a country. I'm like, I know that because of Italia. I read the comments on the video. Everyone's like, I knew this one because of Italia. It's like anime for the win.
It's like, I never knew the Roman Empire was Italy shit. Or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not good with the history. I can barely remember, like, 10 days ago, let alone something that happened thousands of years ago to people I don't care about.
Oh, I accept that.
There's a bug in my room.
So yeah, I guess that's about all we can say about Italia. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of like
kind of a screwball comedy kind of thing that is offensive to everybody equally.
Yeah.
No matter what your nationality.
Yeah.
At Cuba, stop bullying Canada.
He's like, what do we ever do to you?
Yeah. We're not America, okay?
It'd be really great if at some point in that show, like, Canada just comes up with, like, a box of Timbits and just offers us a peace offering to everyone. Everyone likes us. Because
he does cower in the corner and say maple when you hit him.
Yes.
What the hell, man?
Which is maple. Probably one of the worst things that they could have done.
We've won every war we've ever been in. Why are we cowards now? It's like we have a better, like we have a higher, we have a like higher win loss ratio than America.
Yeah, I know. That's the one Canadian misconception I don't get is that we suck at war, when history proves that we do not suck at war.
Yes, we are in fact quite awesome.
In fact, America lost all the wars they were involved in where Canada wasn't on their side, except for the War of Independence.
Yeah, exactly.
So, who's got a bad track record?
Boom.
At which point, Canada wasn't a country anyway, so...
We didn't give a fuck, dude. We still kicked ass.
We weren't involved in that.
Yeah, exactly. We still kicked ass. We were on the winning side, because I think at that point we were still, like, European colonies.
Yes.
So, we still won.
For quite a while. Which is...
So, yeah, take that, America.
One little bit of history. I get sick of people arguing that America won the War of 1812. You know what the argument for that is?
Hmm.
You know, we burned down their White House. They're like, yeah, but we got the national anthem. Okay, so somebody wrote a song about it. You still lost the war.
Wait, that was that?
Did not conquer us.
It's actually an argument. Like, they wrote a song about it, so, yeah.
Yeah, Americans think they won because they got their national anthem from it.
We have
got a national anthem from the war that you lost. You tried to take over more of North America, and you didn't.
Yeah, we have our own song about the War of 1812.
It's called the War of 1812.
Yeah, so
it's much better.
Yeah, so suck it.
It's called the War of 1812 by the Arrogant Words.
It actually talks about who won. Us.
Yeah, we burnt your shit down, motherfucker. What?
But anyways, enough about... Canada and our good war track record, which isn't really something we should be proud of.
But yeah, so I think we should... It's kind of all we got.
I guess let's talk about what next week's series is going to be.
Yeah, so, for next week, we will be choosing one series that all of us will be watching. And this will be... And we're going to rotate out who selects it, like, through the three of us. But we're also open to your guys' suggestions. If you have a series that you want us to talk about in some depth, then let us know. Let us know in the comments. I'm looking at you, Diz. So yeah, Bovey.
Diz, bring some friends.
Yeah. So, Bovey, what series do you want?
Well, you already know, but thanks for playing dumb. The series I want us to watch is Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, right. Yeah, you did tell me that.
Because I'm interested in it, but I haven't actually seen it. I figured we would go with the series I haven't actually seen.
Yeah, I've seen, like, a quarter of one episode.
And I really like Samurai Champloo, and so I figure that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
I will let you know ahead of time, Cowboy Bebop is a significantly better, and as is actually the dub from the subtitled. Oh. The dub is brilliant.
Okay, then. I'll be watching the dub.
I might just download dual audio so I can check out both.
You mean acquire legally dual audio?
Yes, acquire legally through download. Why do you question me on these things, dead man?
Because I don't want you to say something that will incriminate us, because we are an entirely legal operation here at DeathStarProducts.com.
Yes, well, I can acquire legally while downloading, so saying that downloading is not incriminating.
Well, you weren't exactly specifying, you're just saying downloading.
So I should need to specify. It should be assumed that I'm going to do it legally unless I say otherwise.
Well, this is the internet.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Again, this is the internet. Everyone's guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, and I'll also be expecting you guys to give me some series that you want me to watch, because, like I said, I don't go very much outside of my wheelhouse unless it's porn.
I think so. You said that before we started recording, but actually, I'm going to talk about one more thing this week before we end, because
okay.
I don't want to have to wait all the way for another 2 weeks to actually talk about this. I just watched the newest Naruto Shippuden movie, Blood Prison.
Huh. That sounds nice.
It's a piece of shit. One, it doesn't fit in the timeline. There is no way to make it fit in the timeline. Two, the premise of it is really fucking stupid.
Is it a prison made of blood?
Naruto gets sent to jail for a crime he could not have possibly committed.
Ah.
Some people were killed in the hidden village of the cloud. And the next day, he's in Konoha being arrested. Think about that for a minute. How long does it take to get between those two villages?
A few days.
Shadow clone.
Yeah, shadow clone, or you know...
Wasn't a shadow clone because it got hit by the Raikage and didn't explode.
Well, he could have, at some point, learned his dad's teleportation technique.
Even that's not fast enough to get between those two villages in that short amount of time.
I thought it was instant.
Yes, but he can't instantly go anywhere. There's a range to it.
Well, he could have set up a string of charmed shuriken, like kunai and I, just playing him along the thing. Just
he can only use a certain number of those.
Okay, can you put them in range of each other? That would lead to Konoha?
He can still only use so many of them. Like, I think the limit's 2 or 3 with him one day. There's some sort of limit on it. Anyways, it's impossible. And then they send him to prison, and then they reveal at the end, oh, we sent you to this prison to help unravel this plot. But literally, the only thing that sending Naruto there achieved was, instead of them stopping the dangerous thing before it was unleashed, was it caused it to be unleashed, kill a bunch of people, mortally wound Naruto, and then get defeated.
Wow, that is...
So they could have dealt with it with nobody dying had they just been like, okay, let's go retrieve this box. But no, they sent Naruto. The box opened, evil monster comes out, kills everybody. So, you know, good job on the planning there, Kage, both of you.
Yeah, but to be fair, Naruto would have been mortally wounded regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always ends up mortally wounded.
Yes, well, if the thing that mortally wounded him stayed in the box, I don't think that would have happened.
He still would have found a way.
Yeah, he would have found a way. It's like, hey, is that...
He always finds a way.
No.
It's like, oh, hey, what's in the box? It's like, oh, hey, what's in the box? It just runs and trips over something and stabs himself with the base of the sword.
See, they wouldn't even have to tell Naruto, who, by the way, at this point in the timeline, should be hidden inside a giant turtle. Because that's the only place it even remotely fits in the timeline. Yeah, if they just hadn't told him and got the box, then there wouldn't have been enough storyline for a movie, and I would have been saved this piece of crap.
Meh. Okay, then. So, there's that. So, Naruto, ship it in the movie Blood Prison. It's a piece of crap. Don't watch it. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the DeathStarProducts.com anime podcast. As always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathStarProducts. I'm at Deadman_DDProducts, and we have at Bovie1. Pudge does not believe in Twitter.
No, I do not.
Hence, he does not exist.
On Twitter.
He exists on Facebook, though, where I tagged him and blamed him for this podcast being late.
Yeah. Speaking of Facebook, we're on there. You can like us on there as well. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe to us and leave us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. They're probably going to be very, very low scores, but we still value your feedback, as is evident by us changing formats again. So yeah, so we have Amazon.ca in the bottom of this page. We have our store. We have Indiegogo. We have Extra Life. All those are at the top of the page. And yeah, be sure to come back on Friday tomorrow when we will be posting our first thing for Terrible Superhero Month, where we'll be watching Spider-Man 3.
Sorry, let's be honest here, Deadman. Later today, by the time you get this up.
Never know. I could get up before midnight. It's possible.
Don't get your hopes
good
up.
Good one, Deadman.
Or don't have gotten your hopes up, because by the time this is posted, then Thursday will already be gone.
Well, yeah, and be sure to join us on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on allgames.com. We'll be having another live show, because apparently we haven't been canceled yet.
Woo!
Yeah, so yeah, until next time, I'm Dead.
I'm Bovi1.
And I'm Padgetron.
See y'all next time.